Last week, Wiradjuri author Tara June Winch posted on Instagram that the Share the Mic Now campaign, initially created in the US to amplify the voices of black women, would be coming to Australia, this time with a focus on amplifying the voices of Indigenous women. On Tuesday, 10 black women overtook the Instagram accounts of non-Indigenous Australian celebrities to tell their stories and share their nuanced experiences of living in Australia as Indigenous women. Patty Burton has more.
When Tara June Winch saw the Share the Mic Now social media campaign happening in the US, she knew it also had to be done in Australia. As a Wiradjuri woman and writer, she knew all too well how many Indigenous experiences and stories were largely overlooked.
As soon as I saw it, I thought, oh, that someone should do it here. And I tried to actually get, you know, a young Aboriginal woman who's an activist and really involved with connecting women to do it. But I didn't get a reply, so I just thought, I'd better do it, because I thought there was value in it.
With the help of author and beautician Zoe Foster-Blake, the pair curated a lineup involving prominent Indigenous women and non-binary people, such as Wiradjuri musician Mojo Juju, Gurang Gurang artist Rachel Sara, and screenwriter Nayuka Gori. The Indigenous women took over the Instagram accounts of non-Indigenous celebrities, such as Chrissy Swan, Claire Bowditch, Cheerio Pitt, and more. And last Tuesday, those Indigenous women seized the microphone.
Original intention was to break out of an echo chamber where, when we speak, we're speaking to our followers or friends within a social media platform that have the same politics as us, you know, and that agree with us. And so the intention was to break out of the echo chamber and to speak to the wider public, to convince them, to show them that it's not okay. It's not okay the way that the status quo has been. And that can come in different forms. There was no coordination to say what anyone would have to say or want to say, or the amount that they would have to say or want to say or post. It was just, hey, do you want to be involved, and drop a truth bomb? That was it.
The campaign was a success, with millions of Instagram users engaging in Indigenous conversations, ranging from racism in the music industry to Indigenous deaths in custody to being black in a white-dominated wellness industry.
There was such positivity, and, you know, people designed campaigns and bought some of the products from companies that our women had. Their eyes were open on different issues, like the fact that, you know, there's a copyright on the Aboriginal flag. It's the only flag in the world to be copyrighted. You know, in the comments after, we're like, I can't believe this. This is so wrong. Where do I sign? Which is the stuff that the initial idea was, that's the feedback that we were hoping for.
Despite receiving great feedback, some of the Indigenous women and non-binary people platformed were subjected to racist comments, which highlighted to Tara how Australia still has a systematic racism issue.
You know, some of our crew, our women and non-binary people, were really racially abused in the comments section. And it just, yeah, it's so disheartening. It's just sort of evidence of, like, the underbelly of Australia. Racism is, like, widely accepted, you know. It seems, like, okay to be completely offensive and racist in the comment section on Instagram. It's so unfathomable and just disheartening. So I don't know how to navigate that arena, make our women and men feel safe in a public space, talking about real issues, into spaces where, like, beyond the echo chamber, into you know, audiences that have these prejudices, that have this apathy toward social justice issues for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australia. The stuff we were talking about was so multifaceted on so many different issues. Like Amy Maguire, one of the greatest journalists in Australia, talking about deaths in custody and certain cases that she'd investigated, was so fascinating, and just as fascinating as Mojo talking about her music and growing up in two worlds and the racism that she's encountered. So I thought that what our crew said and talked about was so important, so vital, and so giving and nourishing and truth-bearing. It's just a shame.
The next instalment of the Share the Mic Now campaign is on today, with the likes of 11 First Nations women, including Wiradjuri woman Dr. Anita Tess and actor and composer Elaine Crombie.
Paddy Burton ending that story.